Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Mary Beth Kaufman.
Good morning, Levon.
Good morning. Insurance, insurance, insurance. We've been hearing about that for so long, and I know there's a lot of frustrated people. You're going to try and help them out.
We are. We're going to try to give them a little bit of education about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. We now know it's not going away, so we do need to get on board and be aware of some of the provisions, some of the information that's in that Affordable Care Act. But we're going to also talk about more than that at our program tonight. And actually, it's in a few other locations as well. So if people can't come tonight, and I know we often have listeners that are beyond the Atlantic area. We do have several sessions planned.
So let's talk about the one tonight. Be sure, if people don't know that it's happening tonight, that's at the Cass County Community Center?
That's correct, yep. It starts at 6:30, and it runs for a couple of hours. And you can come, and actually we presented this program several times last November and December, and I thought it was kind of fun. So you don't just come and listen. We do some activities and get you involved, get you thinking about health insurance terminology. We help you think about your health care needs and priorities, and we also use a little case study. You actually use another family to look at their health care needs and some decisions that they made about insurance, and that will help you think about your own and how you might apply that information to your health care needs.
So if you already have insurance but you have choices that you still could make sometime, this program is for you as well as if you don't have insurance.
That's correct, LaVon. Yep, I think many people that even have insurance through employers have choices. When that open enrollment period rolls around, usually there's not one option that's given to you. There's choices. And so this will help you understand about those different choices and what to look for, what you need to compare, and some of the terminology that they're using today in the healthcare field. So you bet. It will help both those that have insurance, whether that's through an employer or some people just buy private insurance.
Sure.
Or if you don't have insurance. And of course, we're going to make sure people are aware of there's a tax penalty if you do not have insurance starting in 2014. And so we're going to make sure people are aware of that as well.
And there is the opportunity, I guess hopefully this is one of the pluses of the whole program, is that there's an opportunity for people to have insurance that have not had it in the past.
That's right. That's right, LaVon. That is one of the, one of the great things. I know sometimes people have health issues and they haven't been able to get insurance. And that's one of the things of the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, is that everyone is going to be able to get insurance. They cannot base premiums or whether you can get insurance or not on pre-existing conditions. And so that's a good thing about the Affordable Care Act.
And I know there's lots of people say this is not good and blah, blah, blah. But that's not what this program is about. This is not I'm going to say, Mary Beth, this is not a political discussion. This is looking at the facts about insurance, and then you can make up your own mind.
That's correct, LaVon. Yep, we don't want to get into a debate about the Affordable Care Act, and in fact, we don't. It's really an educational program, as you know.
Well, that's the extension.
Yep, we do education, and that's what it's about. It's an educational program. And I tell people as we get started with it that they are going to walk away with at least one new thing that they learned during the program.
Great. So, and some take-home materials, maybe?
You bet. We have packets, lots of information, of course. We always do an extension. But, yep, we give you each a packet of information that has probably more than you need than you might than you might need. Also, websites that you can go to get more information.
All right.
So, yep.
Ah, going on. And, that we've been talking about this. I know you visited with Jim about this, and it was suggested you pre-register, but if you didn't do that, you're still welcome.
Yep, we bring extra packets, and we do like you to call the extension office, but it is this evening, and if you don't get a chance to call there, just feel free to come, and you are certainly welcome to attend.
So that's the one in Atlantic for Cass County, but you have some others coming up in surrounding areas.
Yeah, the next couple weeks, I thought I would just mention these. A week from today, on February 4th, we have one down in Corning, at the Community Center in Corning, and that one also is from 6:30 to 8:30. And then the following Monday, which is February 10th, we have one in Walnut. On February 10th, it's in a Walnut. Again, it's from 6:30 to 8:30, and that one is at the Walnut Public Library. And if people want more information or, again, to register, you don't have to register, but if you would like to, you're certainly welcome to do that. The Corning one, of course, they need to call to the Adams County Extension Office, and that one, again, is on February 4th, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Community Center in Corning. And then The February 10th one is sponsored by the East Potawatomi Extension Office.
Okay. And I'm sure that people can go on to the website and go to, you know, if you're just searching, you can go to Iowa State University, you can get to your county and whatever. Just get in there and look at the website, and it'll give you lots of information about the programs.
Right.
Which
is called Smart Choice Health Insurance.
All right.
That's an Affordable Care Act. If they would go into the website and do some searching, Smart Choice Health Insurance is what the program is called. And actually, it's happening across the state. There's lots of locations. So you'll see the whole list if you get in there to the right website.
All right. I hope that people come and kind of get a few of their frustrations ironed out, maybe, because I'm sure when you're having to make those choices, it gets very frustrating.
Right. Lots of information to sort through.
Yes. Well, you have some other things that are going on that's very timely, too. Let's talk about the VITA program.
Yes. Yep. We have our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program happening again. It's tax time. It's January 28th, and tax season is here, basically. So we are doing, and we have some great volunteers again lined up and are doing free tax preparation. You do need to call for an appointment to get your taxes done. And I should say that this is for low and moderate income families. It is a program that's comes through the IRS, and you do need to have income that's below $57,000 in order to use the services. We do have appointments, so you need to call, and Cass County Extension Office is one of our sites. We also have a site at the Adams County Extension Office in Corning. We have one at the Shelby County Extension Office in Harlan. Mills County in Malvern has a site there, and then also the Guthrie County Extension Office up in Guthrie Center. So many of those places. And if you don't live in one of those counties, you're still welcome. We have people come from neighboring counties, so that is fine.
Okay. And I'm thinking, you know, you've given this income level under $57,000. I'm thinking, but you can correct me, that if you own a lot of property and you've got a business and all that, that this maybe isn't for you?
That's correct. Yeah, we do very basic tax returns. Remember, these are volunteers that have been through training. So, yeah, we don't do farm taxes. We don't do people that have their own business. We don't do those kinds of taxes. So pretty basic taxes.
How much confidence should we place in those volunteers? What kind of training do they have?
They actually go through training through the IRS, and they do take a certification test is what they take, and they have to do that every year. So even if it's a volunteer that's been working for us for several years, they do have to recertify every year. The other thing is that almost all the volunteers have some sort of a financial tax background. I mean, I have some CPAs that are retired that are volunteers. Some retired bankers, people that work for banks. I have several bank employees that kind of do this in the evenings and on weekends. So it's people that are knowledgeable, as well as they do have to be certified through the IRS.
That says to me that they enjoy working with all those numbers. You know, this to me, if I had to do this, it would just be torture. But the people who volunteer to do this love it.
Right, absolutely. It is their thing. Like you said, they like numbers. They like taxes. They like the tax law that they have to keep up on. I had a retired banker that came, and he always said, this kept me sharp. Doing this kept me sharp. I enjoy doing it because it keeps my mind sharp.
And obviously they enjoy working with people and giving something to their communities.
That's right, LaVon. Yep. And we should also say that they're also computer literate.
Yeah.
There's lots of skills. We do the taxes with software that's actually provided to us by the IRS, and we do e-file the taxes too. People often ask that question, but yep, they're all done in computer software, and then we e-file them right away.
Okay.
Yep. And the other thing I should mention that started last year, which kind of threw us for a loop, but every return that is prepared has to be reviewed by a second volunteer. So we have this quality review process in place now that the IRS requires. So someone's going to do your return, and then someone else is going to look at it and make sure it's all correct before it's e-filed.
And, of course, this is all confidential. Any volunteer that works on this, just that's the expectation that whatever information you give, that is completely confidential.
Absolutely, yep. They kind of sign their life away on that.
Yeah.
They, after they get through the testing and stuff, they sign, it's called a volunteer agreement. But, yep, you bet, it's all confidential.
Okay, so if you don't have those taxes done and you fit the criteria, hey, give your local extension office a call and get a find out where your location is and get one scheduled. And one last time, Mary Beth Kaufman, who we're visiting with, the program tonight is?
It's from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Cass County Community Center, and it's called Smart Choice Health Insurance. It's about choosing health insurance under the new provisions of the Affordable Care Act. It's very educational in nature. We're not going to help you enroll. We're just going to give you information if you have questions about health insurance.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Mary Beth Kaufman, who's ISU Family Finance Specialist. And until next time, here's a thought from Henry Ward Beecher. One's best success comes after greatest disappointments.